周六品味圈之逍遥谈 Selina。
咁四月份咧，我哋系讲有关呢个专题咧，系阅读。咁大家知道咧，阅读同我哋学习同埋生活咧，系一个好重要嘅部分啦。咁 Selina 好开心请嚟一个专家啦 ，Adrian Gear。咁 Adrian 本身咧系一个教师、作家，亦都系一个演讲者。佢有成25年嘅教学嘅经验啦，咁同埋出咗7本嘅专业嘅书。咁 Adrian 咧亦都系 Simbi 嘅首席学习主管嘅。咁好欢迎啊 Adrian 嘅 ，Welcome to the show，Adrian。
Thank you so much, Selina. It's nice to be here again.
嗯哼，咁我首先想问一下 Adrian 咧，关于呢一个 Simbi 呢一个嘅网上嘅阅读平台啦，究竟点样可以帮到啲学童嘅咧？咁样，咁how do you, Adrian? How do the digital reading platform such as Simbi support the children? In terms of this, like maybe they have reading difficulties?
So that's a great question. Simbi is a digital reading platform, and Simbi worked very hard to develop a really holistic approach to helping specifically English language learners improve their reading skills. It's called the Simbi Reading Coach, and basically it's like an online tutoring for private tutoring for children who are learning English.
嗯哼，咁佢话 Simbi 咧系一个呢个网上嘅一个嘅阅读嘅平台啦。咁佢咧就有好多可以话系全方位咧，就系帮助一啲学童咧嚟到学习呢个英语啦。咁佢有一个系叫做Simbi 嘅 Reading Coach， 即系我译佢咧就系阅读嘅教练。咁咧呢个咧好似系一个即系个别嘅辅导咁样啦，同埋加上咧佢呢个阅读嘅平台咧就可以帮助呢个儿童嘅。Adrian。
Thank you. So the Simbi coaches are experienced English language teachers, and they're using a curriculum that I helped to develop based on the idea of book reading and brain reading. And we emphasize really tailoring the instruction to the specific needs of each student. Every child learns how to read differently. Every child has different strengths and struggles. So the coaches work really hard initially to try to identify what are the areas of reading that the child specifically needs to work on.
嗯哼，咁咧就呢啲嘅教练啦吓，阅读嘅教练咧，其实咧都全部咧系有经验嘅一啲嘅英语嘅教师嚟嘅。咁佢哋咧就系用呢个叫做因材施教啦，我可以话系，就佢系呢个教学咧就由Adrian 自己系即系成立啦，头讲嗰啲系book reading 啊 ，brain reading 啊，咁佢咧就系睇每个学生佢嘅需要，佢个唔同嘅学生有唔同嘅需要，亦都有唔同嘅学习嘅目标啊，咁样，咁呢啲教师咧就系睇下佢哋有啲咩嘅需要，然后咧就设计呢啲嘅课程俾佢哋嘅。Adrian。
So the Simbi Reading Coach combines these individual personalized coaching sessions, but then the students have access to the Simbi Reading Platform. And the Simbi Reading Platform is designed as this holistic approach to reading where children can choose any book they like or a book that's been selected by their coach. But they have an option to do 3 different things with the book. They can either read along, which means they're listening to someone read the story while they follow, or narrate, which means they record their own voice reading the story aloud. They can play back, listen to themselves read on the recording, make improvements if they want, or they can read silently. That's just reading quietly. But research has shown that these particular methods, reading along, reading aloud or narrating, and reading silently, combined those three really, really help students improve their reading skills.
咁佢话咧喺呢一个Simbi 嘅呢个嘅阅读嘅教练咧，佢哋咧就系会单对单咁样啦，就系睇下个学童究竟系遇到啲咩嘅困难，或者系有啲乜嘢嘅需要系改善。咁学童嚟讲咧，就系、是、可以喺Simbi 呢一个嘅阅读嘅平台里边咧，就拣佢哋中意睇嘅书啦。咁呢啲嘅教练亦都可以指派一啲嘅书俾佢哋睇咁样样。咁佢哋咧拣书嗰方面咧，佢有几种本色去揀嘅，一個咧就係read along， 即係話大家一齊讀嚇，即係話咧佢可以一路聽人哋讀，自己亦都可以跟住讀咁樣，或者咧係自己係好靜靜咁讀都得，即係開聲大聲讀得嚇，或者係細細聲讀都得。咁另外一個咧就係呢個 narrator 啦，咁呢個咧就係好似講故仔咁樣樣。咁呢個咧就純粹咧就係佢哋聽人哋讀啦，或者係佢哋讀啦，然後咧就係可以錄低佢哋讀嘅嘢，咁然後咧就係一路讀咧就一路係可以錄低佢哋自己想讀嘅嘢嘅。咁因為咧就係呢一啲咁唔同嘅方法嚟講咧，尤其是呢一個一齊讀嚟講咧。都是很帮助到这个学童呢是学习是即是改善他们的阅读情况的。那这个呢就等 Adrian 呢就继续是跟我们解答。So Adrian, how is that going, like the read along? How are they going to improve the reading challenge?
So a lot of research has gone into this notion of reading along. And it's very, very, it's proven very helpful for students who might be learning another language. Because when they're listening to someone else read, they're hearing a model of correct pronunciation and fluency and pace and all of the skills that a proficient reader is using for book reading. They're able to listen while they're reading. It's almost like a practice. They hear it and then they can go to narrate themselves. So it is very much research based to show that the reading along can very, very help improve the skills.
咁佢話咧，就一齊讀嚟講咧，係非常之好嘅，因為咧一齊讀嚟講咧，就佢可以聽到有一個即係好似一個好典範嘅人啦，去用好正確嘅發音同埋嗰個流暢程度同埋嗰個速度，咁佢咧啲學童嚟講咧就可以跟到嚇佢哋係一齊讀啦。咁同埋咧就係、是。如果是自己讲的话，自己讲故事的话，他也可以呢，这个学童来讲就是可以听回啦，可以录低了啦，还有可以听回，那这个呢也是可以鼓励他可以继续学习，还有继续去这个看这个书这样的。 Adrian?
So the last thing I just wanted to mention about the Simbi Reading Coach and the platform itself isSomething unique called the Tell Me button. And the Tell Me button is our way of incorporating some comprehension skills into the reading platform. A Tell Me button is used after a child has finished reading the story. They push the Tell Me button and can tell about the story. So the coach could possibly ask, tell me about the story, tell me about your favorite character,tell me a connection that you made to the story. So the child can go in and record their connection, their summary. And this is very unique because most platforms, you know, are using the old method of, you know, the comprehension questions, what's the boy's name? And this is a way of really supporting the brain reading and getting kids to really think about the story after when they read it.
咁最后一个呢就係叫做话我知吓，咁呢个话我知呢其实呢就係真係可以係帮助到学童呢嚟到点样可以係理解嗰个书㗎喎。咁呢譬如话呢佢唔係话 淨係問佢一大堆問題，咁然後咧就講，而係咧佢咧可以咧係鼓勵佢哋錄低佢哋嘅嗰個反應啦。譬如話佢哋睇完一棵書之後咧，佢哋可以講翻轉頭啦，個古仔講咩噶咁，或者係可以講下啊，你最中意呢個角色係邊一個咧咁，或者甚至咧有時話啊，呢個古仔你可以點樣係同你有啲關聯嘅咧咁。咁等啲學童嚟講咧，就係除咗話睇答一啲好字面嘅問題之外，其實佢係多啲係有一個嘅直接嘅聯繫同埋理解呢、這個深層次嘅理解咧，係喺呢一個 platform 裏邊咧係真係可以睇得到嘅。咁我知道咧，最而家咧，即係其實講開啦，數碼年代咧，學童好多時都係玩遊戲機啊，咁睇書咧都係睇少咗。咁其實佢哋可以點樣鼓勵呢個學童係睇多啲咧？咁 Adrian, I know that this is a digital age, and you know kids are spending more time doing video games and online. How can we actually motivate children to read more often? And do you believe in rewarding children for reading?
Wow, those are very big questions, but really good ones. And so I'll just, from my experience as a classroom teacher, I never really liked to give prizes for reading because I felt like kids would then just be motivated by the prize and not enjoy, you know, the reading itself. And so one of the things that I've noticed aboutYou know, when kids are motivated by prize, they're not necessarily enjoying the reading itself. Mm-hmm. But video games are very appealing. We all know that. We know kids spend a lot of time on video games, and we know that they're rewarding because they're very interactive, and they give lots of stimulation and lots of sound effects, and you know, so they're engaging. And so kids are likely to want to play the video games because of that interaction. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I feel likeThe best way, so now we've got this bit of a competition. We've got video games versus reading. So how do we get kids off of the video games and into a book? And so to me, the best way is to create a digital reading platform, which is what Simbi has done, that's engaging and rewarding, but also motivating the kids to practice and improve their reading skills.
Mm-hmm. Come-其实咧就系真系而家咧系呢个游戏机啦，咁好多学童咧都会好中意啊，因为系游戏机咧就好多互动啊，又好吸引啊，又有即系升啊，又有分数啊，咁所以咧就系游戏机系好吸引嘅。当然啦，佢作为一个嘅教师嚟讲咧，佢话佢自己本身咧就系唔系好中意咧就用奖励呢个方法咧嚟到系鼓励学童系阅读嘅。佢发觉咧，如果你系奖励俾佢啊，你读多几多书咧，我奖励系乜嘢乜嘢。咁样咧，反而咧学童咧就失去咗阅读呢一个嘅乐趣吓，阅读其实系一种乐趣嚟嘅，而唔系一种差事吓，唔系一种即系一种差事，我要读，咁所以我要攞呢个奖咁样，唔系咁样样嘅。咁所以嚟讲咧，佢话觉得咧呢个Simbi咧，其实呢个阅读嘅平台咧，都系可以做得到呢一方面，因为咧佢哋喺一啲嘅阅读嘅唔同嘅选择啦，可以咁同埋咧学童嚟讲咧喺唔同嘅层面咧都可以有少少奖。鼓励啦，等佢哋知道咧系阅读呢个乐趣喺里边嘅。So, how do this digital reading platform motivate kids to read then?
So, I feel that with the digital platform and the reading platform, if you can make the reading enjoyable and you can make it motivating. So, for example, on Simbi, they have different worlds that children can go into. And in each world, for example, you know, a jungle world or a outer space world, there are 30 books to read. And in order to unlock another world, the children have to read the 30 books on the journey. So it's reading, motivating, but also very engaging platform.
咁佢话咧 ，Simbi 咧就谂计仔啦吓，点样可以令到佢更加吸引？佢哋咧就设计咗好多唔同嘅世界，譬如话有啲外太空嘅世界，或者有啲嘅森林世界，或者有啲游乐场嘅世界等等啦。咁佢话每个世界里边咧就有30本书。咁如果咧佢哋要从一个世界去到另一个世界咧，佢哋要睇晒30本书。譬如喺个森林世界睇晒30本书，然后佢哋可以去呢个外太空世界就睇30本书。咁变咗咧咁样嚟讲咧就系可以。 以等佢哋咧，可以能夠增加咗個興趣，能夠咧可以更加可以多啲情況之下咧，可以閱讀得到啦。But what are the concerns that you might have for the reading platform?
So one of the main issues that I think reading platforms can, you know, the problem with them is they're very passive. So children are sitting alone, there's no interaction, there's no support from an adult or teacher, and sometimes they're used like as a babysitter, like just go on and read and do your thing. But it's not, it's very quiet and independent. So the Simbi Reading Coach really gives us a solution to thatisolation.
嗯哼，咁佢话咧就如果一啲嘅阅读平台咧，通常嚟讲咧，即系比较静态少少，咁啊变咗咧，学童比较即系被动咗少少。好多时咧，可能咧，我哋咧就当咗阅读咧系一个好似保姆或者咧喺一个教室里边咧就一个安静嘅个人嘅活动咁样，即系就系咁样样啫。咁但系 Simbi 咧，佢哋亦都可以咧喺呢个打破咗，用呢个阅读教练嘅情况咧，就可以改变咗个情况噶。Adrian?
So the Simbi Reading Coach combines this very engaging reading platform that children can go on to practice, but also very personalized private tutoring that the students are engaged with the coach. The coach really takes the time to get to know the student as a person, and they provide that very important assessment to determine and identify areas of reading skills that students need to work on. And then there's this relationship building that happens between the coach and the student.
嗯哼，咁啊 ，Simbi 呢个嘅阅读嘅教练咧，咁其实咧就可以打破咗啦，因为佢系比较即系个人化啦，一对一咁样样。咁同埋咧就系啲教师咧就系会因材施教啦，有咩需要佢就睇下佢，同埋咧又佢哋咧会有呢个个别嘅回应啦，吓佢咁变咗咧啲细路仔咧就觉得啊。自己有啲咩困难可以同佢讲咁样，变咗咧就有呢一个支持同埋有呢个受重视啦。咁我哋都有好多其他嘅话题啦，继续我哋下星期先至同大家再继续讨论咯。Adrian, thank you for your time, and I wish to see you next week. Then, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.